In our Radio StPete.com spotlight today, St. Petersburg author B.J. Lee. B.J. Lee, author of a brand new illustrated children's book, There Was an Old Gator Who Swallowed a Moth, from Pelican Publishing Company. You can meet B.J. Lee this Sunday at Gator Day at the Boyd Hill Nature Preserve from 10 until 1, when there will be fun for kids of all ages. Now let's meet author B.J. Lee.
I'm a poet, and I have over 100 poems published in children's poetry anthologies by publishers like National Geographic, Bloomsbury, Little Brown, Word Song. And so that was really what happened for me first, was the poetry. But all along I had been writing picture books and submitted them and belonged to various groups and critique groups. I find it easier to actually write a complete poetry collection, say of 22 poems or something for children, than to write one single picture book.
Mm-hmm.
Because you have to be so... I mean, you have to consider the picture book arc. You have to consider the page turns. There's just so much to consider, and you have to keep it hopefully under 500 words, and even less than that these days. The shorter the manuscript, the better chance it will have. So it's really very, very difficult. With this particular book, after I finished writing it, I had been writing a few other manuscripts using There Was an Old Lady format. But then one day I saw, my husband and I saw a baby gator in Lake Seminole, and it was kind of like riding the waves. It was just kind of in the waves, you know, just having fun. And it was so cute. And right then I realized how iconic and what a character the gator is, particularly in Florida. So I went home and I had this gator in my mind, and I just kind of wrote a first draft of this gator book, There Was an Old Gator Who Swallowed a Moth. And, I put the others on the back burner because I really felt like I had something here. And then when I got finished, I thought, this, although the gator character is really, I think it's a universal, there's many, many books about gators and crocodiles, picture books. But I thought, this book really has a regional feel to it because I have a lot of Florida animals in there, like the manatee and the Florida panther. So I sent it to Pelican Publishing, who they are a regional publisher out of Gretna, Louisiana, which I believe is right outside of New Orleans. And they jumped on it right away. I mean, it took about 3 years from the first talks of acceptance to getting the contract, to getting the illustrator, to doing all the proofs of the illustration and getting things just right to publication. It took about 3 years.
Well, some of us have experience reading to our children and our grandchildren. With me, it's my grandson. And I know that in addition to the words, the illustrations are so important in children's books.
Oh, yeah. And for this particular book, my publisher, Pelican Publishing, found, I think, the absolute most wonderful illustrator possible, David Opie. And he just really got, he got the humor, he got what I was trying to say, and I think it's just perfect.
Right.
And he's actually coming to the launch event. He's flying down from Connecticut.
Oh, fabulous. Well, let's talk about Gator Day on Sunday, and there's a lot going on between 10 and 1. Over at the Boyd Hill Nature Preserve. Tell us all about it.
That's right. Yeah, we're having this event, Gator Day, which is a celebration of all things alligator, including David and my book. And we'll be doing book signing first, and then we'll have like a formal presentation. I'm actually probably going to sing the book because it's, you know, it can also be a song. And the illustrator, David Opie, will be illustrating. We're having a big easel for him with a drawing pad. And so I think kids will get a big kick out of that. And there's going to be crafts, and there's going to be other groups partnering. Chart 411 will be there, and the Center for Biological Diversity will be there. Of course, Combalo Books is hosting it in conjunction with Boyd Hill. And they're also going to have an alligator walk with the ranger for those brave enough to do that. So I think it's going to be really good, you know. And plus, having the illustrator come, I really don't hear that happening too often, so it's very exciting.
How can they contact you? How can they find out more about what you've written? And most importantly, where can they find the book if they're unable to come to the event Sunday?
Well, my website is www.childrensauthorbjlee.com. People can find out a lot about me on there. This book is available in everywhere. Books are sold online in local stores. It just released February 1st. Also, Combalo Books, which is a local bookstore in St. Petersburg, you can get a signed copy if you order it online from Combalo Books. Okay. And of course, they'll have them at the book launch as well.
Sure. And that last website was Combalo, T-O-M-B-O-L-O books.com.
Right.
And if you go by there, go online, again, autographed copies there. The author is with us today on Radio St. Pete, B.J. Lee, author of There Was an Old Gator Who Swallowed a Moth. The event is on Sunday at the Boyd Hill Nature Preserve, which is at 1101 Country Club Way South in St. Petersburg. The event is 10 until 1. There will be a signing, reading, a sing-along, gator crafts, coloring, alligator walk with a ranger, and all of this on Gator Day on Sunday. It's going to be terrific. Now, looking ahead, what's your next project? Are you working on something new now?
I'm very interested in nature, so I also write nonfiction picture books, and I'm working on a manuscript right now about city critters, wild animals that live in cities.
To read more about author B.J. Lee, visit childrensauthorbjlee.com. And to order an autographed copy of There Was an Old Gator Who Swallowed a Moth, visit TombolaBooks.com. That's T-O-M-B-O-L-O books.com. Gator Day is this Sunday from 10 until 1 at the Boyd Hill Nature Preserve.